I have personally heard you promise Draupadi that you would bring forth the head of the killer of her son.
Therefore,
Asam,
this man,
Vatyasam,
will be killed.
Akhara,
sinner.
Adadai,
assaulter.
Asma,
Bhagavatam,
killer of sons.
Bhagavu, of the master.
Chana,
also.
Vipriyam,
having not satisfied.
Vira,
the warrior.
Trishavan,
one of his done it.
Tulapam,
Sanam,
the burnt remnants of the family.
Translation. This man is an assassin and murderer of your own family members. Not only that, but he has also dissatisfied his master. She is but the burnt remnants of his family. Kill them immediately.
तदसौ भक्तान पाप आपकारी आपबंधुआ भक्त विप्रिय वीर कृतवान बलवान स्फुलवान कृष्ण भयंकर अर्जुन सुशील अश्वत्थामा and on so many grounds. First of all, he has killed the boy who was sleeping at night. And a very important point is that Atatai Atatai means the enemy aggressive, unnecessarily one who attacks. He is called Atatai. One who sets fire in your house, one who kidnaps your wife or somebody in the family. One who gives poison, and there are so many lists of assassinating an Asatari. So, he describes, Krishna describes the Asatthama as Asatari. He is not a brave soldier. So he should be killed. So many faults Krishna found in his behavior. And Bhaktusya Vipriyam Veer, he could not satisfy his master. Sometimes his servants do something abominable, but pleasing the master. But he could not please even the master. He wanted to please Duryodhana, his master, promising him that he would kill all the five brothers, the Pandavas. But instead of killing the Pandavas, he killed their sons. Duryodhana did not like that, because he knew that the whole Kuru family practically was killed. Only the five brothers and Maharaj Parikshit was in the womb of his mother. They survived. So Duryodhana did not like. Duryodhana, whatever he made, he was a Kshatriya and he fought bravely. So he did not like the Kuru dynasty should be finished. He did not like. But when he understood that the five sons of Pandavas were also killed, he became very much disappointed because the Kuru dynasty is finished. So he could not satisfy his master. Bhaktusya Vipriya. So whatever he had done, all along him, not to the rules and regulations, neither as a Brahmin or as a Kshatriya, nor as a brave soldier, he has done things like a Shudra or better than a Shudra, without any religious principle. So he should be killed. There is no excuse. And it is for his good. In the Shastra, it is said that one who is a criminal, he should be killed. Therefore, in every country, after death, a murderer is killed, is hanged. That is good for him. If a murderer is killed in this life, punished by the state government, then his sinful activity and the resulting action is also finished. He is living his own life. Otherwise, if he escapes, the next life he will suffer so many troubles. Then you have seen that this time in the previous month. Kalatta hi, Kalamada satta hi sriya. The verse number 37 is explained by Krishna. That to kill this person, it is for his good. Because he has done so many criminal activity. So by killing him, he will save from serious kinds of suffering in the next life. Shreya. Tadavadasya sahi shreya. Jad dosha jati adhapuma. Prayaschitta, this one prayaschitta. Prayaschitta in the Shastra, prayaschitta is described. You know, in every religion, there is prayaschitta, atonement. In Christian religion, the prayaschitta is also advised. The sinner has to admit that he has committed sin, then he is excused by Christ or God. Better not that purposefully I go on committing sins and then I shall admit and I will go on with my business and I will be excused. No, that is not. It is quite natural that if you have done something criminal by mistake, then you can be excused by the authority. But not that because by your admission you are once excused and you will go on committing all kinds of sinful activities and you will be excused simply by your admission. No. That is not possible. The Christians, they do that. On Sunday, they go to the church and they admit their sinful activities of the week and pay something fine to the priest and they become free from the sinful activities, reactions, and from Monday again he begins. And then again on Sunday he agrees. There was a movement, moral development, MR. So, just like he said that by Sankirtan, one is free from all sinful reaction. This moral rearmament movement also preaches that by your admission, you become free from all sinful reaction. But this should not be either Suriname or the Christian methods of atonement should not be taken as profession. You see, once or twice you can be excused, but not that you take it as a profession. That is their sin. We have got also nāma-parād. Dasa viha nāma-parād. 10 kinds of offenses. If you chant Hare Krishna mantra with offenses, then it is not yet. You must have heard the offenses. You know, 10 kinds of offenses. Guru, Abhijñāt, Suti Shāsta, Nindanam. There are so many offenses. And one of the offenses is Namna Gula Jasahi Pabhavuddhi. He is greatest offender. One who thinks that by chanting Hare Krishna mantra I become free from reaction of sinful loving. So the whole day I shall go on committing all kinds of sinful activities, and at night or sometime I shall chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. This is the greatest sin. Lamna Bala Jaskahin Pabhavud. He is never excused. He is condemned. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu accepts a sinful man like Jagayan Mahārāja on the condition that he does not commit any more any sinful activity. On this condition. Not that I have become a Vaishnava, I am chanting Hare Krishna, so I can go on committing all kinds of sinful activities, where we will know reaction. This kind of condition is the greatest offense. Not like that, the Christian at all. So, we should be very careful about this. Namna Bala Jasahi Pabhavuddhi. Actually, we should not test Harinam as a matter of atonement of Subhakriya. Subhakriya, just like there are many Subhakriya, auspicious activities. We should not test chanting of Hare Krishna mantra as some auspicious activity. It is certainly auspicious. But generally, people perform some auspicious activity, subhakriya, to counteract their impious activities. This should not be done. This is another offense. You cannot utilize Harinam for any material purpose. Material purpose is just like generally people go to a guru for benefits of material purpose. Sir, I have got some polyp pain within my abdomen. Kindly give me your blessing. The materialistic person, they are after blessing for some material benefit. They are not after Krishna. That is another offense. Therefore, to go to Guru or to accept a Guru, there should not be any material purpose. Tad vijnanartham sa guru meiva vidyate. One should go to a Guru for spiritual advancement of life, not as a tatter. People go to a Guru as a tatter. My Guru Maharaj used to say that don't make a Guru just like you keep a dog as a tatter. Nowadays it has become a tatter. To keep a dog. In the European American country, it is a compulsory pattern to have a dog. Everyone keeps a dog. And they love dog very much, more than anything. So, we are now also imitating, because India is imitator. Since the Vidishas came here, we have become first-class imitators. When in 1914 the war was going on, so it is understood that in High Court, Calcutta High Court, there is leisure hour, tiffin hour, so all the judges are sitting. So, one English judge, he asked Sir Ashutosh Mukherjee, Mr. Mukherjee, now the Germans are coming, that is so, what you are going to do? Mr. Mukherjee, Sir Ashutosh Mukherjee, he replied, yes, as soon as the Germans will come, we shall offer our respect in this way. Come on, sir. So you not counteract one. You have taught us to make like this. So we shall do that. Because you have simply taught us this, how to obey your orders. If anyone will come, we shall do this. The idea is the slave mentality. The Englishman, organized today, they taught the Indians how to become servant of the Englishman. We are saying it is Gandhi's movement that he dismantled this idea of white prestige. Otherwise, we have not like that. So, this imitation of Englishman formerly, in our childhood, it was the enhancement of civilization if one could imitate the English fashion. That was. So, we should not make that a fashion. Guru is not a fashion. In the Srimad Bhagavatam, in Bhagavad Gita, in all Vedic literature, who requires a Guru? That is described. Tasmād gurum pravartita jigyāsu śreya uttamam. He requires a Guru. Jigyāsa. Athāta brahma jigyāsa. That is human life. One who is interested in inquiring about Brahma, he requires it. One has no business for understanding Brahma simply to make a fashion that I have a Guru. This is useless. It has no value. One must be very much inquisitive to understand the spiritual side. His value. Tasmat Guru Prabhadrisa Jigyasu. Jigyasu means inquisitive. Chatudvidha Bhadante Ma Supitina Arjuna Atva Khati Jigyasu Jnani to Bharatasya. Jnani Jigyasu Atva Arjuna. The Grihastas, they are Atva, distressed. So, if he's fired, so in his distressed condition, he approaches the Supreme Personality of Godhead. My Lord, I am very much distressed. Kindly give me your favor. Give me. There is give me. Jigyasu Jnani, they do not want anything. Give me. But Jigyasu, that's what is called. What is the absolute? That is the difference. One is going to God for asking something. And Jigyasu Jnani is theologized because they do not ask anything. To ask anything from God is not higher standard of bhakti. Just like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, Nadanangrajanangrasandarikavitanabhajadavisatam. This is pure devotion. People generally go to Krishna, God, O God, give us our daily bread. This is not bhakti, but it is pious. Because he goes to God. Sukriti, he is not the sinful man. He is pious. At least he has approached God. And those who are sinful, they do not approach him. They do not go even in the temple to ask something. They say, what is this? We don't require, you shall work hard. Nowadays it is going on. Why you go to temple? Why you give credit to God for your success? You work hard, there is a philosophy, karma mimamsa. It is like that. You work hard, and you get the profit. Why you should give credit to God? This is like that. They are just people. They do not know that without God's mercy, you cannot get anything. Otherwise, simply by working hard, anyone could become a big man. No, that's not. Without Krishna's desire, without sanction, it cannot be done. Pratidakshinamanani tunai karmani sarvata. Everyone is under the obligation of nature and karma, one cannot surpass. There are many instances in this astra. So, we are discussing the point, who requires a guru? If you are actually serious about understanding a spiritual subject matter, Brahma-jigyasa, not this market that. If you are interested about Brahma-jigyasa, just like the merchant association, they inquire, what is the value of this share, what is the value of this commodity, how does it work? No, not that kind of inquiry. But Shreya Uttamam. Jigyasu Shreya Uttamam. There are two kinds of objective. Shreya and Priya. Priya means immediately sense that. That's like a child. Child wants to play because it gives him immediate some sense that satisfaction. He does not like to go to school or to study or to take lessons. He doesn't like. That is actually prayer. That is prayer. Future benefit. So the parents, the guardians engage for future benefit. You must take education, otherwise in future you suffer in love education. So this is called shreya. Similarly, our human life is meant for shreya, not for prayer. The modern civilization, they are interested in prayer, immediate, substantial. That is not what. Therefore, Shastra says, shreya, not prayer. The modern civilization is that eat, drink, be merry and enjoy. Do not care for what is future life. That is condemned civilization. We should know that there is future life, there is birth after death, and we must be prepared. That is good advice in Bhagavad Gita. Janti jiva kata deva, kisri janti kisri kata, bhuteca janti bhuta, madhyadino pi janti ma. So you can achieve this success of life. Madhyadino pi janti. There are many kinds of future benefits. Janti jiva kata, when it can be elevated to the higher planetary system, in the heavenly planets, in the long duration of life, higher standard of life that you can get. But that is also not shreya. That is prayer. The same material happiness in higher standards. Shreya is marjavinodhijyantima. If you practice jajina, worship Krishna, at Krishna's head, manmana bhavavanta marjaji, Madhyaji, no? The same thing. If you practice, that is your strength. Otherwise, anything you do, considering it is very nice, you are being attached. Jagyakitanmanatru-dhupayam-kapapatrana sarvamabhiyasya-dharma-satrayate-mahato-bhaya. If you try to advance in devotional service, even a little bit, it can save you from the greatest danger. And if you do not do that, if you are entangled, if you are enamored by immediate self-satisfaction, you become paramabandhana. Therefore, a guru is required who can save you from the paramabandhana process. Karma-mukta. Karma-mukta, that is required. Not karma-bandha. Karma-mukta. Sagunan samadhitrahitam brahma-bhuvayayipa. If you are trained up to devotional service, mātya-bhāri-chāyī, bhakti-yūrīna-yāsīva, sagunan samadhitrahitam, that is, sagunan samadhitrahitam, that is mukti. Baddha condition means we are under the three modes of material nature. That is condition. And mukti means you are not under the obligation of the three modes of material nature. That is called mukta. So Krishna can make you immediately mukta. Ahamta karma pāta dhamma pashyam. That is Krishna's power. Prabhavishna vedam. He can make the lowest class of man. Kīrāta-hūnāṁ the pīrinda bhukkha-sāhā vīra-sumbhā javanā-sattā. Chennī-sattā. They are considered as the most sinful, less than the śūdras, chandālas, kīrāta-hūnāṁ the pīrinda. Or more sinful, śūdhaṁ-kī. They can be purified by the mercy, by the power, Prabhu Vishnu Vishnu, Vishnu has got so much power, so that power he can have the benefit if you surrender to Vishnu. Therefore, Krishna personally comes and he questions. Sarvadharman Puristajya, Mami Kansaranangaja, Ahamkva Sarvapapitva, Mukhaisami Maja. So here is Krishna's direction. You take all of Krishna's direction, then that is bhakti, actually then Brahma Bhuyaya Kalpati. You are always immune from the painful reaction of this emetus of war. It does not mean you cannot manufacture. Actually, you have to follow the orders of Krishna, just like Arjuna is being advised. You simply follow Krishna. Without that principle, you are going to punish Asatthama and the direction of Krishna. Generally, in every step of your life, if you take Krishna's direction or his representative's direction, then you are safe. Thank you.